Verse 13.
Ah, yes.
13 and 14 from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children.
زیرا چه چیز است که در آن از سایر کلیساها کمتر بودید جز اینکه من بر شما بار ننهادم این بی‌انصافی را از من ببخشید اینک مرتبه سوم آماده هستم که نزد شما بیایم و بر شما بار نخواهم نهاد از آن رو که نه مال شما بلکه خود شما را طالبم زیرا نمی باید فرزندان برای والدین پسنداز کنند بلکه والدین برای فرزندان.
Yeah, so they've been talking about Paul as being inferior. They're comparing it with the other people, they're commending themselves. They're looking at Paul and, you are inferior. So Paul turns around now and he says, you're an inferior church. And he says, here's how you're inferior as a church. Yeah, because I wasn't a burden to you. I paid my own way.
Yeah.
All the churches provided. Yeah, so I could stay to work in Corinth. And he says, forgive me this wrong. And of course, he's just being sarcastic. Don't forget, he's upset with them. Yeah? That's why you hear so many times that he's been sarcastic in these last chapters. He's not happy. Yeah, forgive me that I didn't ask you for money. That's what he's saying. Yeah, forgive me not being a burden on you. But Paul says, I'm not after what you have. I'm not after what is yours. I didn't come to you because I wanted something from you.
Yeah?
I came for you. Yeah? And when I come again, I'll be again coming for you. I'm not there to profit from you. And he compares the situation with children and parents. Yeah? Ideally, it's the parents that will lay up for the children. Yeah, not the opposite around. Yeah, as a parent, you shouldn't plan to be a burden on your children. Instead, we are to plan to be a blessing to them. Now, that doesn't... And of course, if your parents are in need,
then
the Bible says we are to take care of them and help them. Yeah, we are to requite them, to repay them for what they've done for us. But the idea, naturally, is that parents lay up for their children, not the other way around.
برای بچه‌هاشون جمع می‌کنن.
Yeah, so Paul tells them, hey, you should commend me to others instead of me having to defend myself before you.
ستایش کنید به جای اینکه من از خودم دفاع کنم.
Yeah. And if you don't want to be inferior to other churches,
اگر نمی‌خواید در مقایسه
then you should take part in carrying the burden. So I can do the work of God. And of course, this also teaches that churches are to take care of the men of God, of the pastor. And Paul says, I'm not asking you for anything, but you should take care of the needs of the one who's preaching.
Yeah,
and it's not that you pay a preacher to preach preach on Sunday.
No.
Yeah, it is that you take care of the needs of him and his family so he can do all the work of the ministry. And of course, there can be reasons why pastors are not paid. While they not take a paycheck. Yeah, for example, if a church is small. Yeah, and church cannot afford a full-time pastor. Yeah, there are other reasons why a pastor is not paid. Yeah, because he's been helped by another church, for example. And it's perfectly normal if a church is small that the pastor has a secular job as well. So he can provide for his family.
Yeah.
And we see Paul working for himself. As well. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 2:9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preach unto you the gospel of God.
زیرا که ای برادران مهنت و مشقت ما را یاد می‌دارید، زیرا که شبان روز در کار مشغول شده به انجیل شما، به انجیل خدا شما را موعظه می‌کردیم که مبادا بر کسی از شما بار نهیم.
That's how Paul's talking to the church in Thessaloniki here. And he says, hey, we labored, we worked hard, so we didn't have to be a burden on you. And of course the reason is he doesn't want to be anything in the way of him advancing the work of God, to preach the gospel. And of course, in case of the Corinthians, he already told them, I robbed churches off because of you.
Yeah.
And, and talking about other churches that helped him with expenses so he could do the work. So he would not be a burden in Corinth. Yeah? But it doesn't mean that he doesn't have the right to be paid. Yeah, and in the first letter of the Corinthians says, those who preach the gospel should live by the gospel. Yeah?
2
Corinthians 12, verse 15. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved.
2 Corinthians 12:15.
Yeah, it says Paul is very gladly to be spent. To spend and be spent for them. Yeah, he's been out there. He's been serving them. Yeah, he's their spiritual father. Yeah, he established the church. He shared the gospel.
Yeah,
he has shown his love towards them. But it says, it seems like the more I show my love to you, the less I be loved. Yeah, these letters, though they are rebukes, though they bring correction, these are the letters for somebody who cares, who loves them. It matters to Paul that they are not going right. Yeah, it's on its heart to get them on the right track again. But while loving them, while showing his love in the past to them, he says, it looks like I'm loved less and less because of that. Now, if you do work in ministry, you know this is not unique to what Paul is experiencing, or had experienced.
Yeah,
when you pour your heart out for people, helping them, ministering to them, it is often those who are helped and receive the most that will appreciate the less and step you in the back. Yeah, and I don't say that's always the case. Yeah, but if I look back over the years that we've been involved in ministry, yeah, a lot of people have stabbed us in the back. And I'm not complaining. Yeah, I'm just telling you what the reality is. Yeah, if you are in ministry, you need to have a thick skin. And it's often people that are receiving a lot of help. Yeah, that eventually seems to be loving you the least. But Paul says, hey, I'm glad to have done this. I'm glad to be spent for you. Even though you're not commanding me, even though I'm upset with you, yeah, with your attitude, what you're doing, I'm still glad, yeah, serving you. Now, what does that say about Paul? Now, it says that he is in it for the right motives. He's not there to gain something. Yeah, he's not there to gain fame. He's a humble man. He's not a boaster. He's not out there to gain financially. Yeah, he doesn't want a burden to the church. Yeah, we see that he worked himself. That other churches pinched in for him to be able to do what he does. He just wants to be a blessing to the Corinthians. Yeah, because he knows he's ultimately serving God.
که در آخر خدا رو دارن.
And he's fine that his life is invested in these people.
زندگی برای اونها قربانی
کرده. Regardless if they turn return the love or not.
محبت هم محبت.
Guys willing to be spent.
یا برعکس به جای محبت خشم باید.
Even though the more he loves these people and shows his love, the less he is loved.
هرچی بیشتر محبت میکنم.
Yeah, he has the right motives. Read verses 16-19. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent to you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? Again, think you that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying.
اما با من بر شما بار ننهادم بلکه چون هیلگر بودم شما را به مکر به چنگ آورم. آیا به یکی از آنانی که نزد شما فرستادم سودی از شما بردم؟ به تیتوس التماس نمودم و با وی برادری را فرستادم. آیا تیتوس از شما سودی برد؟ مگر به یک روح و یک روش رفتار ننمودید؟ آیا باز گمان میکنه که نزد شما از خود دفاع میکنید؟ به حضور خدا در مسیح سخن میگوییم، اما همه چیز ای عزیزان برای بنای شماست.
I did not burden you. Nevertheless, he's being sarcastic again. I was crafty. I used the seed guile to get things from you. Now, he did, of course, he did not do those things. And he's now pointing it out.
Yeah.
Did I get things from you through another way by sending you people?
Yeah.
Did I send Titus and a brother?
Did
Titus make a gain of you? And this, of course, is a rhetorical question because the answer is no.
Because
Titus went in the same spirit as Paul had gone to them. Yeah. So he said, hey, we don't have to bring up excuses to anybody. God knows the truth. We spoke before him. Yeah, whatever we have done was for your benefit. It was to help you. It was to edify you. It was to help you grow. Verse 20 and 21. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you as such as I would, and that I shall be found into you such as ye would not. Lest there be debates, envyings, wrath, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults, and lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication, lasciviousness, which they have committed.
زیرا می ترسم که چون آیم شما را نه چنان که می خواهم بیابم و شما مرا بیابید چنان که نمی خواهید که مبادا نزاع و حسد و خشم ها و جدال ها و افترا و غیبت و غرور و بی‌نظمی ها باشد و چون باز آیم خدای من مرا نزد شما فروتن سازد و ماتم گیرم برای بسیاری از آنانی که پیشتر گناه کردند و از ناپاکی و زنا و عیاشی که کرده بودم توبه ننمودم.
Yeah, so what did they accuse Paul of in the previous chapter?
Yeah,
that he was this paper tiger. He's writing these letters to them, and he sounds bold in his lessons. But are telling him in person, you're weak, because Paul wasn't an impressive guy to see. Yeah, he might have an issue with his eyesight. He wasn't that great of a speaker. Yeah, but he's not weak in spirit. Paul is very bold in spirit. And he warned them.
Yeah,
if I come to you, I will bring correction. You better deal with this yourself. And Paul expresses that he's worried. That he's not going to find them as he wants to find them. Yeah, talking about that he's going to find them being in all kinds of sins that he has warned them for. And as a result, he says, you will find me not in the way you want to find me. Yeah, why not? Because Paul is bold in the spirit, and he's going to chop some heads when he comes. And he's going to bring correction. It's not what he wants to do, but that's something that he will do if necessary. Yeah, Paul has the authority given by God to bring that correction. It's like a father when a father gives instructions to the children. Hey, I'm back at 8 o'clock. Yeah, I want the room cleaned. I want the dishes washed. Homework finished. And then the father comes home and is frustrated when he sees these things not done when he arrives. And he needs to bring correction. He rather comes home and sees these things in order.
Yeah,
I'm afraid that when I come, I'm not going to be happy. Because you've not dealt with these things. And you won't be happy with me because I will bring correction. I will rebuke. And I will get things in order.
Now,
Paul may sound a little bit harsh. But that's not always what we hear from Paul. Yeah, Paul brings the correction when it's needed. Yeah. He is harsh when it's needed. But it's not his default mode. Because I don't want you to walk away from this thinking that Paul is this harsh person. He is absolutely not. Go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 7 and 8. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. 1 Thessalonians 2, 7 and 8.
بلکه در میان شما به ملایمت به سر می بردیم مثل مادر شیرده که اطفال خود را می پرورانند بدین گونه علاقمند شما شده راضی بودیم که نه همان انجیل خدا را به شما دهیم بلکه جانهای خود را نیز از بس که عزیز ما بودیم.
Yeah, does it sound harsh? No, it's the absolute opposite. He is gentle. He talks about somebody taking care of children, showing affection. Somebody wants to give his life for them. Yeah, these people are dear to Paul. Yeah, that's the default mode. Yeah, that's the default way a leader should lead anyway.
Yeah.
2 Timothy. Again, Paul talking to Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, and so forth.
اما بنده خدا نباید نزاع کند، بلکه با همه کس ملایم و راغب به تعلیم و صبور در مشقت باشد.
Yeah, the servant of the Lord, somebody who leads, also needs to be gentle. Yeah, we are to rule softly. But sometimes it's needed to be harsh because correction had to be brought. Yeah, Paul loves these Corinthians. He has just told them that he's loving them, even though it seems that he loved less. He has loved less while he is loving them more. He's willing to be spent for them, but they've gone off the rails and they need some harshness to get them back on track. Yeah, to wake them up for the seriousness of the situation. And while, in general, he has to be gentle, it's a job of a leader of a church to sometimes bring that correction that is needed. And Paul has it right. He is the authority in the church. He has started this church. He has been the one teaching them. And sometimes the harshness is needed. Yeah, sometimes the leader needs to stand on the stripes and rebuke. Yeah, not for the sake of being harsh, but for the sake of being the change that is needed. Yeah, because of love. Love that is willing to risk, even that he will be loved less because of it.
Amen.
Amen.